With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome, everybody, to the Hammer and Rails podcast. With you, as always, I'm your host, Andrew Ledman.
And I'm Casey Bartley.
And we are here to talk about Purdue's upcoming game on the road, heading to Camp Randall against the Wisconsin Badgers, the team that is basically Purdue's Everest. We'll see if we can get past them this year. But before we do that, we're going to do that in the second half of the show. There are two things I wanted to touch on the top, one football-related, one basketball-related. Casey, are you ready?
Ooh.
You sound thrilled.
As pointed out to me
On Twitter, we missed a momentous occasion that happened last week. We failed to talk about it on the podcast, and I thought it would be good to do that now. Casey, do you know what happened this past week with college football?
Oh, yes. I remembered seeing it and forgetting it, and now I remember. The joyous... most miraculous, most, one must say, accurately programmed describing milestone of all time. IU's 700th loss.
Yes, IU lost their 700th game, becoming the first college program to lose 700 games. So,
greatest losers of all time.
Before we talked about this, I wanted to at least look up both Purdue and IU's program, all-time program victories, and I wanted to make sure, you know, Purdue did not have like 698 losses, as if it was a battle. So, IU's all-time record is 502 wins, 700 losses, and 44 ties.
You think you would wrap it up, like just be done with it, right? What?
Yeah.
What in your life would you do that you lost 200 times and said, let's keep doing that?
I mean, do you mean 700 times?
What? Lost more than one. I was doing some advanced math.
Gotcha. So, you know, we've mentioned on the show numerous times there are 131 Division I college football teams, right?
Correct.
IU's winning percentage of the 131, where do you think they rank?
128.
123.
Oh!
So, pretty low.
Is Vanderbilt below them?
This website does not give me...
That'd be a good trivia question.
It would, but no, it's not on here. I may be able to... Oh, wait. I think I can click through and find the worst. So... But while that loads, I also looked up Purdue's. As I said, Purdue has a winning record all time.
Mm-hmm.
631 wins, 577 losses, and 48 ties.
Not bad.
Along with 5 unbeaten seasons in program history.
Pretty impressive.
Which the years are just all over the place. Purdue had an undefeated season in 1891 when we were 4-0. Mm-hmm. 1892 when we were 8-0. So a really good 12-0
run. We are
right
getting
there.
An IU talking, bragging about things that happened in other centuries.
No, I'm not bragging. I just found this interesting because I didn't know. We were again 8-0 in 1929, then caused the stock market crash. 7-0-1 in 1932, and then 9-0 in 1943. So the last unbeaten season for Purdue was 1943. We were in the middle of World War II the last time Purdue went undefeated in a season.
Is that good or bad?
So, okay. Well, that's not great. Here we go. Okay, I've got the all-time win percentage. So this is based on win percentage, minimum of 100 games, and obviously not based on just total number of losses. So there are 8 teams below IU. I want to see if you can name any of them.
Oh, it said Vanderbilt.
Wrong.
It's not Vanderbilt.
Not Vanderbilt.
Am I allowed to look at a list of teams?
No, I'll just give you 3 guesses.
I'm going to assume none of them are in the Big Ten.
Correct.
Okay.
But there are teams you would recognize, names you would recognize.
Buffalo.
In fact, no.
This
although
is most...
Buffalo is 121, so just 2 spots above IU.
This is losing percentage, right?
Well, it's winning percentage, but
yeah.
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
You get 1 more guess.
Oh. I feel like a Pac-12 team is probably in there.
I think so. Although, you know, conference realignment, I may be
it's
wrong.
True. I couldn't name Pac-12 teams, so it's not really a helpful thought exercise. I really thought Vanderbilt had a chance to be in there.
Vanderbilt is 100th all-time.
Okay.
Winning percentage of 48.6%.
Is Duke in there?
Duke is not. Duke is actually 2 spots above Vanderbilt at 48.8%. So I'm going to give them to you here. So Indiana, and then Louisiana Monroe, UNLV.
Okay.
New Mexico State.
Okay.
UTEP.
Okay.
Kent State. Former spot, of course, former Purdue coach Daryl Hazel.
Yep.
A total winning percentage of all time, 38.6%. 3 spots left. We've got Georgia State at 35.1%.
Our favorite.
Charlotte.
Powerhouse.
Yeah, Charlotte, which just barely qualifies because they're barely over the 100 game minimum at 34.3%. And last on the list, FIU at 34.2%.
Yep, wouldn't have got there.
Yeah. So there you go. Who do you think is the winningest program of all time?
Isn't it Notre Dame?
No, Notre Dame is 4th.
Mm. Is it a major conference?
It's a major team.
Oh, is it Alabama?
They are 2nd, just a hair under the number 1 team.
USC?
No, USC is 8th.
I don't think it's Texas. I don't think it's Oklahoma.
It is not. Nope. 6th and 7th. Oklahoma is 6th, Texas is 7th.
Okay.
You're missing a real obvious one considering what conference we play in.
Oh, it's Ohio State?
It is Ohio State.
Okay.
They are at, and it here's the records for Ohio State and Alabama. Ohio State has a winning percentage of 73.3%, overall record of 948 wins, 329 losses, and 53 ties.
Pretty solid.
Alabama has a winning percentage of 73.2% with 948 wins, so the exact same number of wins as Ohio State, 334 losses, so 5 more losses, and 43 ties, meaning they have 10 less ties. So it's pretty darn close between the two of them. Michigan, in case you're curious, is 3rd, Notre Dame 4th, and rounding out the top 5, Boise State.
I guess
it was surprising.
I guess the only reason that's surprising is I didn't know they've been that good for that long.
But, yeah, me too.
Okay.
Me too.
That's fun. It's a good list.
Yeah, so there you go.
Where's Purdue on the win?
Purdue is, let's
we are
see.
We are a Purdue podcast.
We are, but there's just so many, you know, there's 131.
I'm going to guess we're 43. Okay.
Purdue is 78th on the list.
78.
We are sandwiched right in between Virginia and Maryland.
That feels disrespectful.
It does. And we're 2 spots behind Louisville. So in case Jeff Brohm ever does decide to leave, he's not really making that much of a jump.
Same program history. Got it.
Exactly, exactly. So there you go. IU joins the 700 Club, and we love to see it. So one more thing came out, and this was the AP Top 25 College Basketball preseason poll. Casey, I know you're not a huge fan of polls. I'm not a huge fan of preseason polls. I think they're worthless, but we should at least mention it. I will go down and just mention the Big Ten teams that are on this list for you. Number 13, first Big Ten team, IU. We both think they're overrated, both think they should not be that high. We've made that abundantly clear, I think, on this podcast. Number 22 is Michigan. Number 23 is Illinois. Purdue is in the receiving votes category. If you go ahead and count that out, Purdue would be 29th. Other Big Ten teams receiving votes are Michigan State, Ohio State, Iowa, and Rutgers.
Honestly, that feels right for us. Largely everyone on our team is unproven. I personally feel we are definitely a top 20 team, but I don't think there's nothing to suggest that other than homerism, blind optimism, and liking these young guys. So I don't blame us for not being on there.
Yeah, I don't really either. But I think for people like you and I who do follow the team a lot closer than these national writers who actually get a vote on these things, we know more about the team. Right. We may feel more optimistic about the team and have a better idea of what the team is going to do next year. So I can understand it. I think, as you said, I think 29th is probably really fair, considering we do have a lot of guys who are unproven but who we are expecting a lot out of this year. You know, we go from a team that was fairly old to a team that, while they have some players who've played a lot of minutes, it's going to be overall a team that is on the young side. So I think it's perfectly fine where we are in this preseason poll. I have no problems with it.
Yep. We're going to be a get better as the season goes along team. So
Yeah, I agree. I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. So there you go.
The IU thing is ridiculous. The same team as last year. It's the same team that's underperformed for two straight decades.
Two incoming five-star recruits who allegedly are going to start, or at least one will. I don't know.
It's really worked out for them in the past.
Yeah. I'm very skeptical of it. So we will see. You know, they snuck into the NCAA tournament, won a play-in game, and then lost their first real NCAA tournament game.
But how
and
much?
Then suddenly they're
like 30. They got stomped.
I don't even remember who they played.
It was a West team. It was not a powerhouse. Bop, 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 bop. Let me look up. Losing IU NCAA tournament game. There's going to be a lot of answers.
A lot of results.
That's not it.
St. Mary's.
There you go.
It was their worst ever NCAA tournament loss.
They got smacked.
82-53.
I love that.
There you go.
You still can't tell me what the identity of IU is. They play like a kind of plucky team with five stars, I guess. They can't shoot. They can never shoot. And it's just their upsets are when they get hot and sometimes make shots. That's how they beat Purdue.
That's how they beat us, yeah.
Yeah, so that's fine. I'm not scared about you.
No, we'll see how the season progresses and where they're ranked at the end of the year. I would imagine it will not be as high as 13. But that's just one man's opinion. So we are going to take a break, come back, look ahead to the game at Camp Randall, Purdue heading to Wisconsin. And we're back. So, as promised, Purdue heading to Wisconsin, a place where Purdue dreams go to die. Purdue has not won, I believe, in the last 18 years. Oh, boy. Well, it'll be 19 years because the last Purdue win was October 18th, 2003. So,
Ledman.
Yeah.
Just a little life lesson. Don't carry your losses around with you. Move forward.
Thanks. That was a 26-23 win at Wisconsin for the Boilers. Since then, it has been nothing but Wisconsin victories. Wisconsin leads the all-time series with Purdue 51-29-8. Though Wisconsin this year has not looked like the Wisconsin that we know and hate. They sit at 3-4 right now overall. 1-3 in the Big Ten. They lost last week to Michigan State in overtime, And they, of course, earlier this season fired their head coach, Paul Chryst. First time they fired a head coach in football since 1988.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I read that today.
And they had Brett Bielema as the coach.
Right, but he left on his own. He went to Arkansas.
That's impressive.
Yeah, so things are not quite going well in Wisconsin. So if Purdue is going to find a way to win a game against Wisconsin, especially at Camp Randall, a place where it is very hard to play, regardless of who is, you know, regardless if it's Purdue, Iowa, whoever it is that goes up there, that is a hard place to play. I think this may be the year that they can do it. Casey, what stands out to you when you look at this Wisconsin team?
It's hard to look past the wall of giant Wisconsin Badgers constantly pushing back a Purdue defense.
Yeah, I was going to say, the offensive line, always huge. It's a bunch of kids who just grew up on farms pushing tractors.
Yep, so that takes some stuff to work through. Granted, this year, not, according to numbers, 4.3 yards a carry, 57th best in the country. They're only running it 37 times a game.
Which is just 46 incredible best to me.
In theory, they haven't been dominant on the ground. I think one thing we saw last year, they're running back now. That's the wrong page.
Braylon
that got pulled
Allen.
Up. Yeah. Braylon Allen. Last year, the reason we were in the game at all is that he kept fumbling. So,
you're right.
So that was good. This year, he's been really good. 133 carries, 757 yards, 8 touchdowns, just 1 fumble. So you read those numbers and you think, we should be scared of their running game, which I think is the correct way to think about it. It's just they give up a lot of sacks. Mm-hmm. They're 81st.
13, it looks like, I think.
Yep. 7% of dropbacks are sacks. 81st worst in the country. So the offensive line is maybe not the strength that it normally is. But also, the Big Ten usually does have quite a few pass rushing defenses that are pretty good.
True.
And it's just, there's no way to get over it. We're going on the road to Wisconsin where they just always bully us. And it's hard not to imagine that happening again, especially a team that, despite winning 4 games in a row, we haven't felt better about them after any of those 4 games, I don't think.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like we steamrolled Nebraska, which is not a good team.
No. But, I mean, one thing that I at least want to point out about Wisconsin is kind of a similar thing that I talked about when we were looking ahead to the Minnesota game. So Wisconsin sits, as I said, on the season, they're 3-4. Their 3 wins are over Illinois State, New Mexico State, and Northwestern. Now, Northwestern, we know, not very good. Opened the season with a victory over Nebraska in Ireland. However, that is their only win so far this year. Illinois State is an FCS team. So, as we know, because we played one too. We played Indiana State. Hard to take anything from that game. New Mexico State currently sits at 2-5, one of the worst teams in FBS.
History.
So, I don't know about history. So those are their 3 wins.
It's not great.
No, there's no one on that schedule of victories there that is scary, is a win that you look at and say, oh, wow, they may have – Wisconsin may be having a tough year, but they really took it to Team X. No, they faced 3 really bad teams, and they've beat 3 really bad teams. Have not really been the Wisconsin that we fear, with the running game that will just absolutely take you out. I mean, Braylon Allen, of course, is good. He's, just next in line in a long, long line of Wisconsin running backs going back to Ron Dayne and, probably further, but I just can't think. And I hope that Purdue plans to just sell out to stop the run, because Graham Mertz and the Wisconsin wide receiving core is not exactly a group that I think can cause huge problems for this Purdue team.
Correct. And if you want to look at something to make you particularly hopeful.
Love being hopeful. Let's hear it.
They are only getting sacks against opponents on 4.26% of dropbacks. 103rd most effective pass rush in the country.
That is not good for them.
So the one thing we did feel good about last week was AOC in the passing game. Aiden O'Connell was incredible, made a lot of throws. We have seen time and time again, if he has time and weapons are starting to come back, and this offense is starting to look like it works. It looks like we might have a running game now. If he has time to set up, he will put points on this Wisconsin team, which is not something that normally happens when we travel to Wisconsin.
Yeah, yeah. It's not something that's a given anytime these two teams play. And to reiterate your point regarding Wisconsin being not great at getting to the quarterback, a Twitter profile, Pick Six Previews, who is one of the Heisman voters, put this out today. Top offensive lines by pass protection sack rate. Purdue actually shows up on near the top of this list at a sack rate of just 3%.
I'm not surprised by that because I think we've
14th in the nation.
We've been a little shocked the last two seasons that our offensive line, which was not a strength, and just the talent we had there, we thought we were, at times we were worried the last two seasons if we would have an offense that could work, literally just run plays. And after last year, particularly where our offensive line was really good and AOC was really good at getting rid of the ball quickly, so I mean, still does a lot. It's Brahm is very good about creating protection schemes, getting good plays, making it simple reads to get through. And then AOC has shown a surprising pocket mobility this season.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
So, yeah, we're starting to create lanes on offense. We're starting to get a play-action game going. Our offense is starting to look like we thought it could, and Brahm is still very good at designing an offense. And it still doesn't feel like it matters because we're going to go to Wisconsin, and that's scary. It's a scary place. It's cold.
It is very scary.
There might be snow. Have we looked? We don't play well in condition.
That's true. That is true. I have not
looking up the weather now.
I was about to say, you should go do that. So looking at Graham Mertz, I don't know that you said he has six interceptions so far in the season. We did note he's been sacked 13 times. Completion percentage is 63%, so that's respectable. But overall, he's just not been a quarterback that strikes fear in the hearts of his opponent. That doesn't sound good.
It's going to be 74 and sunny in Madison, Wisconsin on a Saturday in October. Are the gods shining upon us?
Are you sure that's right?
A low of 57 degrees.
There is
a heat wave up in the north Midwest.
That is incredibly unlikely.
I'm looking at it right now. Weathermen have never
been
wrong.
No, I'm looking at it too. That is wild.
Boys and girls,
so that would be good for
ladies
Purdue.
And gentlemen, children of all ages, there's going to be a show on Saturday.
Let's hope.
An exorcism from a program that looked like it was on its last legs. Winners of four in a row. They're going to take down a two-decade-long losing streak.
Oh, well, you're just going to go there now, huh? Let's jump right into it. So you're picking Purdue to win. I mean, what do you got?
Wisconsin 20, Purdue 17.
What? Talk about the all-time switcheroos.
I can't do it, Levin. Levin, I have been wrong every single... I got to keep writing this. If you read my my gambling column once a week, I apologize. Don't work, feelings don't work. I am over.
If anybody who is following your gambling post from DraftKings, they are losing some money.
I'm assuming at this point you guys are just swerving and going the other way, in which case you're welcome.
In which case you're making quite a bit of money. Yeah.
I have been every week wrong, dead wrong, wrongest of wrong.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a weird season. It has been a weird season.
Got no
so,
feel.
I think, and I'm looking now to see if I'm right here, I believe you and I have picked the same winner every time.
Ooh.
Every game.
Ooh.
No. The Maryland game was the only time we've chosen different winners. You picked Maryland. I picked Purdue. But I'm picking Purdue.
I like it.
There's something about this team and something about this game that gives me hope that Purdue can actually find a way to win in Wisconsin. I think.
Did you switch those Bluey tickets yet there, buddy?
No.
We're getting close. If we win in Wisconsin, there's a Rose Bowl trip. Look, Bloomington, not going to be a far trip for me. There's your Easter egg of this episode.
Look, I think the Purdue defense.
Look, you talked a big game at the beginning of the year.
You're killing me. You're not Rose even Bowl. Letting me say my reasoning.
Rose Bowl in Bloomington.
Purdue has done a good job of stopping the run so far this year. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin, obviously heavy on running the ball.
Heavy.
I think Purdue is going to be able to slow down Braylon Allen and the Wisconsin running game, and I think they'll be able to do just enough in the pass on pass defense to win the game. I'm going to pick Purdue 35, Wisconsin 28.
Ooh, I like it. I like it a lot.
So Purdue by a touchdown. I'm sure it will be terrifying the entire time. I'm sure Purdue will have boneheaded penalties and the game time is at 3:30.
Ooh.
So possibly the worst time for me to watch a football game.
I'm going to be on vacation, but I think that time might be okay for me.
Where are you going this time? Weren't you just on vacation?
No.
Like 3 weeks ago, you went to Atlanta.
I went to Atlanta for work trip.
And for like a convention.
Oh, Dragon Con? That was like 2 months ago. That was Labor Day.
Whatever. Okay. Anyway, Mr. Multiple Vacations, where are you going this time?
I'm going up north to Charlotte area for the Velcrin Invitational, a Chasing Scratch podcast.
I don't know what that is.
It's a golf trip.
Oh, it sounds
awful
then.
Golf trip, buddy. It's going to be great.
Sounds awful, but
open bars every day, which is awesome for someone who's not drinking anymore.
I was going to say, a guy who doesn't drink, you're really selling the open bar there. All right, so we've got you picking Wisconsin 20-17. I've got Purdue 35-28. What do you think Mr. Charlie Jones is going to do? But
how'd we do last week?
That's what I was just pulling up. I was trying to pull up the stats from the last game. So
I was closer.
I believe that you were, because I said he was going to have a terrible game.
Mm-hmm.
Hoping to give him the classic reverse jinx, sure. And it worked.
Sure.
Absolute classic reverse jinx. So what do you think he is going to have this game against Wisconsin?
7 catches for 77 yards. He's going to be the second leading receiver.
Any touchdowns?
1 touchdown.
Okay, so you got 7, 77, and 1. So I've got the box score up from Purdue versus Nebraska. And Purdue receiving, Charlie Jones had a fantastic game. He was 12 receptions, 132 yards, 2 touchdowns. As a reminder, for the Nebraska game, Casey predicted 6 catches for 84 yards and 1 touchdown. I, however, was 4 catches for 42 yards, no touchdowns. Yeah, so
you both undersold the man.
Yeah, classic reverse jinx by me, but he doubled the number of receptions for you, tripled it for me. So neither of us really thought he was going to have quite the game he had. But I do want to note, in the most recent Jeff Brohm press conference, he talked about injuries. Chris Jefferson, we still don't know if he's coming back for this game.
Your boy,
T. Denson, I'm getting there.
Mm.
T. Denson, not a lot of progress. Not sure if we can count on him for the rest of the year. Dylan Downing out another week. Charlie Jones, he noted, as banged up again. We're trying to get him healthy, but we do think he will play. OC Brothers, they are hopeful that they will get him back this week. And my boy Brock Thompson tweeted that he was close to coming back, but he was not talked about in the most recent press conference. So we don't have an official word other than a Brock Thompson tweet, but would love to see him back on the field.
What? Did they just say generic knee injury?
I think they just said knees. Okay. Yeah. And I assume they'll just be like, you know, he had knee surgery in the offseason. It's just not the same, and he's still in pain, blah, blah, blah. I don't think they gave any official, as is Jeff Brohm's kind of modus operandi.
Because if you did, they would try to tackle it.
Yeah, I love that. Like, you know, we know AOC hurt his ribs early in the year, and they're like, well, we didn't want to release it. Why? You can't really not target a guy's ribs. Yep. Like, that's where you're supposed to tackle. Mm-hmm. It's the whole area. I mean, it's whatever, but just such a weird decision. So for Charlie Jones, I'm going to go 11 catches. I'm going to go 119 and 2 more touchdowns.
I love it.
So there we go. This will be the second game. Casey and I have different winners. Let us hope that I am right. I know Casey will hope to be wrong because, you know, his prediction really doesn't mean anything, but we'd both just love to see Purdue win. So, Casey, final thoughts on this game against Wisconsin?
I know I picked my pick, but you need to change the Bluey dates. You need to start opening it up.
I got to see what I can do. I don't know. It may be too late. It may be too late.
What do you mean too late? We talked about this 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, I know, but it's just, it's like I'm doing it for my son. It's a blue. I don't even know.
There were tickets on Sunday.
I've said it before, and I will say it again, okay? Mistakes were made.
Look, Iowa at home, at Illinois, Northwestern at home, at Indiana, November 26th on a Saturday. Tickets as low as $39, Ledman.
Okay, look, I'm going on the Kennedy Center website right now, and I'm seeing if I can. I'm seeing what the available tickets are for Sunday.
I will pick you up from the airport, Ledman. I will buy your football ticket. Oh, actually, you won't need to buy it.
Oh, right. We'll
just sit in press row together with roses in our mouths, Ledman.
That would be interesting. Be an interesting choice.
We're back here again.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll see. We will see. I can only do so much. I can only do so much. The problem is now, because I've waited so long, my fault, I acknowledge that if I want to get 3 tickets together, I'm not even sure I can.
I'll show you a couple sites.
It's apps and stuff. It's all ones and twos, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So my only hope is that the game is late in the evening, so I can at least watch it on television.
Wow, Ledman.
That's my hope.
Ledman, what are we doing?
I know. It's tough to say. I'm being a good dad. That's what we're doing here.
You chose to miss out on this.
Again. Mistakes were made. Was not thinking clearly at the time. Was just trying to get the tickets.
Boiler up.